Okay, we'll start with the meeting. Do we want to do roll call?
Margaret Beck.
Frank Wagner.
Thoman.
Andrew Lewis.
Ryan Russell.
Nicole Villanueva.
Kevin Burford.
Awesome. Now, public discussion of anything not on the agenda. Do we have anything from people? Okie doke. We can start with certificates of appropriateness, starting with 311 Brown Street.
Okay, thank you. Ann Russett with Neighborhood and Development Services. Let me just get this up here for a sec. So this first item is for the property located at 311 Brown Street, which is a contributing property in the Brown Street Historic District. I have a couple of photographs here. The home was built in 1898. It's a two-story wood frame home that incorporates aspects of both Victorian and Georgian Revival architecture. The house retains its original front porch and features a complex roof pattern with returned cornices, which is a special feature of the house. And here's a photograph of the rear of the house. The item that we're going to be discussing tonight is related to the front porch roof and some modifications that need to be made to make it properly function. Here are some photographs that were provided by the applicant. This is the front porch roof, the east side of the roof. You can see the portion here has been repaired. And there's some standing water in it. I'm just going to go through several pictures that were provided by the applicant. This is the front porch roof facing north or toward Brown Street. And here's another one also showing it, the portion that fronts Brown. And in this image here, you can kind of see that these gutters look quite shallow. And so the issues that they're having with this roof is that it's not properly draining and it's causing damage to both their porch, the floor of the porch, as well as some of the trim and crown molding around the roof. And we have some photographs of that as well. So just a couple more photographs. This is the crown molding at the top here. And then this photo shows some of the deterioration. You can see that in this location here, as well as the bottom of the crown molding. Just one more photograph, I think. So if you read the staff report, you'll know that the applicants were originally proposing to cut out the internal gutter and to remove the crown molding and then replace the crown molding and re-roof the front porch. After some more discussions internally and with the applicants, staff is recommending an alternative solution that will not impact the historic character of the house and will also solve their water problems that they're having. So what we're proposing is to fill in the gutter and add sheathing as is necessary, and then roof over the gutter and the roof with EPDM, which is like a membrane type roof. So the guidelines that relate to gutters, they recommend repairing original built-in gutters. Regarding mass and roof lines, it's important to preserve historic trims such as crown molding and decorative material. And the section on demolition also disallows removing any architectural features such as decorative trim. There is an exception in the gutter section of the guidelines that allow the commission to approve the removal of built-in gutters that are unable to be repaired. And this can be done on a case-by-case basis if the gutter is not able to be repaired and properly function. So staff can administratively approve replacing an existing metal roof on a front porch with EPDM. The removal of the internal gutter is what would require review by the commission. And so due to the shallow nature of the gutter and the fact that it doesn't properly function, staff is recommending filling it in and adding that sheathing and then re-roofing the front porch roof. So our recommendation is to approve the certificate of appropriateness to, again, fill in the internal gutters on the front porch roof, add sheathing as needed, and roof over the metal roof and gutters with EPDM through the use of an exception to remove the internal gutters since they continue to poorly function, causing water damage. And with that, I'll turn it back to the chair.
Thanks. Next, I believe, is commission questions for you. Is that right? Okay. Cool. Do we have any questions for Ann?
Burford, would there be gutters put in place, or just would there be no gutters at all?
Yes. We recommend half rounds on the external portion of the front porch.
And so I'm curious, those half rounds, well, first of all, the trim and the molding, will that be preserved then? I was a little unclear about that.
Yeah, the original proposal was to impact that, but what staff is recommending is not to impact that. Just fill the gutter in, add the sheathing, add the new roof material, and leaving the crown molding in place.
Okay, and would the half moon gutter then cover over that or conceal it?
It may cover a portion of the crown molding, but my understanding is that with the half rounds, there's you can see more of the historic trim than with like a K-style gutter.
Got it. Thanks.
And Burford, what would be used to fill in the depression?
I think that's up to the contractor.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Okie doke. I think after that is owner commentary, if there is any. Or contractor commentary or anything? If you want. I mean, if you feel like that was good, you're fine too. Cool. Can you sign in up there just to make sure we know who is here?
She can talk first, and then I'm here if you guys, I can kind of explain the process and how it would look. And
sounds good.
The crown molding and the lower trim, dental trim, that both those can still be preserved. So okay. I can help.
Is this on?
Yes.
Yeah.
So from an owner's perspective, my name is Jennifer, and we moved in 2021. We met with Jessica on site, and we learned about this process. Since that time, in 2022, we called the people on the list. Most people say they can't do this kind of repair, so we got it patched. Front porch, back porch, leak, patch. Repeat 2023, call all the people on the list, ask for a new list, patch, patch. Front porch, back porch, 2024. We were told by our insurance that we had to, we were going to be kicked off our insurance because of our roof, the age of our roof. Luckily, we found new insurance just in the nick of time this summer. So that put a little bit of fire under us, and we gathered bids from people in 2024, including $32,000 for the whole thing, which is outside of our budget. But 2025, we met with Jessica and Ann again at the beginning of the year, really trying to make this the summer that somehow we could get our porch fixed for the sake of the house. So I'm just trying to say that we've been proactive. We called the contractors from the list. It was expanded because so many people said, no, we don't do it. So they did us a favor by giving us some more names. Unfortunately, one of them we found from our funder, which is through ECHACOG, that he wasn't licensed in the state. We waited 6 more weeks. Didn't hear from him, finally went back to Tomlinson Cannon, and we do want to work with them. We feel like their proposal and their suggestions are sound, and we lost a lot of time. It's already August, and we really wanted to make this happen for the sake of the house. I think that's all I have to say, is that I trust whatever you guys say, but we really want the gutter to function. And it was deteriorated when we saw it. I'm just afraid to touch it. Like, you can see what's underneath that stuff. I don't even know. So it, in my opinion, it's damaging everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Chad Miller, co-owner. Just to piggyback off of what she was saying, so when we first moved in, there was already dripping and leaking through the porch roof, both front and back. It's damaging the soffit, like Ann said, it's damaging the porch, damaging the front steps. Yeah, we've had it patched. patches don't last. It comes back. I can see out from where our bedroom is to see that gutter. On the northwest corner, it's practically just flat. So the water's supposed to go north, then east, and around the corner, and then south. But if you see that corner, there's really no slope there. So where is it going to go? Right over the roof. And then the part that is supposed to flow farther down generally just goes into a standing puddle situation. So when you patch that roof, it just makes a longer lasting puddle, in my opinion. So I don't see like how you can fix that. I know you can repair it with patches, but how to recreate the enough slope and enough fall to make that flow properly, I don't know how you could do that without rebuilding it completely. But that's just my perspective as the homeowner of what I've seen. It's not that we want to change anything architecturally for the historic value. We just want something that functions, because the porch is getting destroyed, the soffit's getting destroyed, and so those are also historic features that are actually more visible than the gutter. So I just wanted to say that those will be better preserved if we somehow get this gutter thing solved. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
I'll answer any, if you guys have questions on the structural part, I can answer them.
Sounds good.
Maybe we will have you come to the podium, if you don't mind. Thank you.
My name's Matt. I'm the exterior operation manager for Thomas & Cannon. Little bit about me. Finished carpenter in the field for 21 years. I've been in the construction industry for 30 years. The issue is, they're correct, internal gutters. Our company's been around since, probably heard of us, we've been around in Iowa City since 1948 doing gutters. Internal gutters, built-in systems, is a poor design. It truly is. And everything, the problem is everything's internal. So they leak, they clog, settling, they cause other issues. And you can't keep high maintenance on them because you don't see it. You don't see it till it starts getting too late. Our proposal was the only way to really repair it. We don't do it. Our company don't do it. A lot of companies don't repair Yankee gutters because they fail. That's just the truth of it. Our proposal was to redo the roof, like she was saying, and close off the built-in gutters because they're causing problems with the soffit internally. Actually, built-in gutters are built into the roof system, so they're causing potentially structural damage to the roof. And you don't know these things till you, how bad it is, till you open it up. But our proposal was to try to preserve as much as we can. You are given a little bit by going with the half round on the visual, but you'll still, crown molding can be fixed. The dental molding at the bottom can still be preserved. And it's all on that fascia board that's behind it. The half round would have to be applied with straps. I'm sure you've probably seen that. Just because of the crown molding, there's no fastener to go straight into the fascia. It would be straps that you wouldn't see the straps except where they barely come up, but you'd still be able to see the crown molding as you get the flow of the gutter, and you're still going to see the dental molding underneath. So that's pretty much what our design was, to pretty much solve the problem, because of course as they're leaking, it's causing problems with foundation, potentially concrete going up to it, the porch as he said, and everything else. So
cool, thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
I'm curious. I know we were asking about how will you fill in those. Is it just a matter of going over the top?
Right now, it's a built-in system, and it's 10. The repairs you saw were like with EPMD rubber patching and stuff. It's not going to work. So what we would do is go over that 10 with a half-inch OSB. We're putting a wood structure, kind of like a roof decking, all completely over it. It would be completely. I'm going to have to build pitch wedges, because of how it flattens out, so we would be doing a little pit that's gonna be internal. It's just a top cord of like a truss, but they'd be called pitch wedges. So that way we're getting the proper slope on the front porch roof, but also getting the slope so the water will come down into the gutter system, wrapping around, if that makes sense. So.
And maybe this is more of a general question. The half round gutters, are those something you typically see on that era of house?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If a lot of the historical homes, when you go around Iowa City, still have half round. They've came a long way with half rounds. They used to come in 10-foot sections. They're put together. We have the opportunity. We can actually have a seamless machine that we can make them continuous. You see it in that time area. That and box style gutters are from that time area too. But half round, yes. Just picture a circle, a half moon is what they look like. So. Mm-hmm. And we can still, with the downspouts on the older homes, they have the corrugated, or you can get they're the round downspouts that aren't like your standard, typical modern ones now, so.
Okay. And I think my understanding is we don't generally have much to say about gutters. They're kind of outside our purview, but I was just curious about the style. Is that correct, Anne?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and the downspouts too.
Yeah, okay. I don't have
The external gutters, I should say.
Yes, yeah. Right. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Okay. Can you sign in really fast before you go?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. You're good. Good catch. Cool. Do we want to move this before we have commission discussion?
Villanueva moves to approve a certificate of appropriateness to fill in the internal gutters on the front porch roof and sheathing as needed, and roof over the metal roof and gutters with EPDM through the use of an exception to remove the internal gutters since they continue to poorly function, causing water damage.
Beck seconds.
Sounds good. Do we have any commission discussion?
Burford, there are a lot of interior gutters built into the houses on Brown Street, and I actually have them on my house. And I think standing water goes with interior gutters or built-in gutters. It's kind of you can't really escape it. And they are more aesthetic in my view than the half rounds. However, I understand the need, the practical need to make the change, and would therefore be in favor of it.
Is it too late to see a front photo of the house with the porch? Okay, yeah, like right there. I was just wondering if you know, from the street level, if you see that metal sheeting from this view, I guess I don't. Yeah.
Oh, perfect, you can also see the house next door has interior gutters. Hmm.
Well, on the porch, but not up top.
And I just want to point out, I was looking for this. I think these are the half rounds on the house here.
Yes.
Villanueva, so also on my house, we also have a front porch with internal gutters, and your house is in, your porch is in much better condition than ours is. Like ours is, we're having the exact same issue, and we've also had the exact same issue. We can't find anyone to repair, remodel, or rebuild these gutters. So I'm impressed that you guys took this approach. We've kind of taken I guess our porch might just collapse. We have a post that could, a swift kick could bring it down. I'm in favor of this. It also kind of, part of me wonders, because there's such an issue with finding people to help with built-in gutters, is this something, I just think the guidelines might be out of date anymore. But I think this is a much bigger discussion that we would need to have. But it's nearly impossible. Like basically my husband has been like, we have to find people across America to try to fix this, and they just don't seem to exist anymore. Hmm. So is this could be maybe something that we have to talk about in the future, if it's something that we're able to do and adjust guidelines, because.
If I can interject, the same thing with the painting of the metal roofs. Our neighbors have said they waited 5-10 years before they could get it done. We couldn't find basically anybody to do it the old way. So we're doing the Elastomeric coating, you know, doesn't have as long of a lifetime, but that's what we can do according to the rules. So it's just something to be aware of. It's hard to find contract because we tried. Mm-hmm. Got the one guy who said he could do it, didn't have a license. So yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to interject.
Yeah, you're good. Okay, any other commentary from the commission? Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Sounds good. Awesome. Thank you. Moving on, we have a report on certificates issued by chair and staff, starting with minor review. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have talked.
All right, we have a few minor reviews. This is the property at 406 South Summit Street. This is a porch roof replacement. A lot of these are roof related, so there's kind of a theme for this meeting. 1022 East College Street. This is a replacement of their garage roof. 332 East Davenport Street in the Northside Historic District. This is a roof shingle replacement for the main house. And then at 821 Northland Street, a roof shingle replacement with standing seam metal roofing in this location.
So they're changing asphalt to standing seam?
They are, yeah. Should I move on to intermediate reviews? I think we have one. Yep. This is 810 North Johnson Street in the Brown Street Historic District. This was for a radon mitigation system installation. It's kind of hard to see here, but this is a corner lot, and there's one piece of the piping that runs down the south side of the home, which technically fronts a street, but it has two sides that front a street. So the main front, there's no piping. It's just on the south side. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Awesome. Moving on to consideration of minutes for July 10th, 2025. Any commentary or suggestions for change? I don't know how to word this. Edits is the word, maybe? okay.
Wagner moves to approve the minutes for July 10th, 2025.
Vianueva seconds.
Okie doke. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Neat. Moving on, commission information, the open meeting training requirements.
Yes, I think Jessica maybe sent you all an email about this. The state recently passed a law that all new board and commission members need to go through this open meeting training that's provided by the state. My understanding is the rollout of this is not going well. So I guess I emailed Nicole and Austin this morning because they're the two commissioners that were appointed this July that technically are required by law to take the training. The city would like all of you to take the training, but given the fact that people can't get into trainings and there's not enough trainings, I just recommend the rest of you to hold off on trying to get in until the...
I appreciate you saying that because I've been haunting the training portal trying to get into a class that I was going to try again on what, the 23rd?
Yeah. Or, yes.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, so I will hold off and let, yeah,
yeah.
You guys can battle
for a spot. I appreciate it because I swear I go in like right when they say and they're sold out. So yeah. This might be an email to you and Jessica. I don't know what to do because there's only one more I think available, but they keep selling out by the time
right.
I go sign up.
And I'm not sure why they have a limitation. I mean...
It's Zoom, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right.
So I think hopefully you and Austin can get in. And I've recommended to all our boards and commission that NDS staffs that if you weren't appointed in July, just wait. So
be holding off until you guys tell us to start holding on.
I'm hoping that the state will offer more trainings or they'll get the kind of system up and running better, and then it won't be a problem.
Sounds good.
Burford, I actually got into one of them.
You did.
Second one.
jealous.
Give up your seat.
Well, you're the one person I know.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate that clarification because I thought, well, I'm not new, so maybe I ignore this. And Nicole, you've been with us for a while, but...
Because it's a new appointment.
Because you were reappointed, you still would have to.
I count.
Okay,
under,
but
like,
we all need to do it, and it's just a matter of when.
Yeah, the city is the one who wanted to do everything faster.
Yes. Okay.
The law only requires new members appointed in July, but the city would like some consistency so everyone has the same training, but it might take a while to catch up.
Got it.
Commission discussion, we're going to talk about the award ceremony. I think, is that just me?
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah,
take it away.
Yeah, cool, we need to do it and we need people to help me. I know we have Margaret, Deanna, you both helped last year, especially with writing a lot, which was nice.
Yes.
Who else we got?
I'll help.
Okay, great. you typically are someone who does speaking?
I mean, yeah.
At those, are you wanting to do?
I can do speaking, I can do,
when
just
is,
tell me what to do.
Award ceremony?
Award ceremony last year was in February. I think we just switched to doing it in February and starting to plan it in August. So we should probably have our first meeting, subcommittee meeting soon-ish. But I'm not sure exactly when, but I can email people who we need. I assume that would also include people on Friends.
Yes, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
And I think some of those people who were involved last year are maybe no longer part of Friends.
Okay.
So yeah. That's another little complicated bit.
So figure out who would help with that, and then...
Their enemies or they're just not friends anymore.
Their term has passed.
Yeah, okay.
They're still very friendly.
Okay.
Is anyone else willing to do writing or pictures or...
Don't you need research?
Yes. I do know, last year, Jessica did most of the, like, research for that. I mean, she would give us some of that research and some of the stuff with nominations.
So,
a lot of information comes from people nominating stuff, but that
so
just takes us to
it. So the nomination is for projects 2025 completion?
I think that's correct.
Well, would it be after?
No, it would be...
Like August 2024-ish, right? Or whatever when you close like the...
We closed the things last time at the end of October.
Okay.
So maybe anything up until this October from last October would be great. And if we had some of them we just kind of, like they were in the last stages of being done with stuff, so we kind of postponed those. Mm-hmm. So if there were things, we might have some from last year that we want to do too, so mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually there's a call in the Friends newsletter for things, and then I think we put something out. I could be wrong about that. But that was mostly Jessica was doing stuff. She knew who to contact for that. So contractors, and then owners will send us information, and then we'll get the emails, and that's great. Super fun.
Do we want to try to set a date just to get together and discuss, or?
Maybe we do that by email, just so
okay.
We don't.
Yes.
Here, figure that out. I think that's
yes.
Fine, but probably in the next couple of weeks, because I think last time we had calls and stuff go out at the end of August, if I'm remembering correctly.
Mm.
So that would be great. And we have, from last year, we have a lot of stuff that's just kind of like change dates, change stuff, how it works, so we can send those out and see how that works and goes. Okay, cool. And then if we need extra help, I will attempt to commandeer those who I need to. Okay. Other than that, I think good. I can email Friends, figure out what's going on, and then email all of us to see what meetings would work well. Or you wouldn't be involved in any of this, right?
If you need any help, let me know.
Okay.
If I'm not sure how helpful I'll be, but I will do my best.
Right. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, cool. That works for me information-wise, so okay. I'm going to move on to adjournment. Anyone want to go? Do we have to move for that?
Wagner moves to adjourn.
Beck seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed.
Hey,
dope. All right.